Warning, this interview contains loud sound clips from empty blanks of cannonballs used to celebrate Victoria Day safely. A small crowd gathered here at Citadel Hill to celebrate and commemorate Victoria Day. The Citadel Hill was first fortified in 1749 and is a National Historic Site here in Halifax. This day marks the birthday of Queen Victoria, who was the ruling monarch at the time of Canada's birth as a country in 1867. Victoria Day is also informally considered the beginning of the summer season in Canada. We speak to one of the officers at the event who has been doing his job for 7 years and after today is in his third salute.
Yeah, my name is Samuel Gaudette. I am a GPO, a gun position officer. In this case, I'm a salute troop commander. So it's Victoria Day, of course. We're here to celebrate that by 21 rounds going by with 15 second intervals. We start at noon and that's pretty much it.
Can you share some information on the cannons that were used?
Sure, so these are LG-1 howitzers. They have pretty wide ranges, up to like 20 kilometers, depending on the ammunition you use. And it's the weapon system that we've been using as a primary reserve. There's also 777s and C3s, all different types of howitzers, so large caliber weapons, shooting 105 millimeter long distances very accurately and safely.
With much more than 20 salutes, another officer we speak with is Sergeant Ainsley Francis from 1st Field Artillery, who has been doing his job for over a decade.
My position is Troop Sergeant Major here with 5-1 Battery. I started probably in 2011 as a gunner and then worked my way up to the ranks.
And can you tell me why Victoria Day is important to you, sir?
I think it's an important day. Recognize our history. It's one of the national holidays that we do partake in, that's gun salutes. Another one is like Canada Day, Remembrance Day, all significant events that we like to celebrate with doing a 21 gun salute.
Sarah Guda, CKDU.